Hi, this is CJ Wilson for the Green Bay Packers, and you listen to Railbird Central.
Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking on the morning that the Chicago Bears signed defensive end Jared Allen, reportedly signing a four-year deal to become the new defensive end of the Chicago Bears. Basically, it's musical chairs within the NFC North division at the defensive end position, in a sense. Jared Allen going to the Bears. Julius Peppers signs with the Packers. Peppers, a three-year deal, worth less money. Jared Allen, four-year deal, a little bit more money. We'll see what the outcome of that is throughout the 2014 season, right? Interesting. But there's so much news coming out of the NFL owners' meetings. Mike McCarthy granted interviews to the media yesterday. Today, he said so much that we have to get to. And you know, we'll be getting more to Julius Peppers in a moment. But I wanted to start today with the Packers offensive line because we got some clarity at the tackle position. And things just got a little more muddy at the center position for the Green Bay Packers, in a sense. So Mike McCarthy, yesterday, on Tuesday, confirmed that the suspicions that at least I had, I think most people probably fell in line with this as well, David Bakhtiari staying at left tackle, Brian Bulaga moving back to right tackle for 2014. And this made sense for a variety of reasons. First of all, you're leaving David Bakhtiari where he played in 2013 and played very well, at least in terms of a rookie. You're not moving him. You're not, confusing him with trying to learn a different position. You're leaving him right next to Josh Sitton, and those two seem to work well in tandem last season. And so David Bakhtiari just going to grow there, and hopefully, you know, that's my goal for David Bakhtiari is growth. You know, from a physical standpoint as well, you know, I think he definitely needs work in an NFL weight room, and hopefully he's doing that right now as we speak. David Bakhtiari is hitting the weights. He's becoming faster, stronger, swifter, quicker, everything you could possibly want in an NFL left tackle. Hopefully he's doing that. Now, over on the right side of the offensive line, Brian Bulaga, going to move back. You know, last season the Packers, you know, prior to injury, prior to Brian Bulaga tearing an ACL, he was going to be the left tackle. Well, the injury kind of set things back, and now Brian Bulaga's back at right tackle where he played pretty much through 2010 through 2012, ever since he was a rookie, coming in and closing the season at right tackle as a rookie during the Packers Super Bowl run, playing very well. He's pretty much played very well when he's not been injured. You know, in 2012, he had the season-ending hip injury. In 2013, he has the season-ending knee injury. And he definitely has to prove he can now play without injury. And Brian Bulaga's future earnings potential kind of, you know, depends on it. He enters the last year of his contract now, this season, and he'll be a free agent next year at this time. And if Brian Bulaga has any hope of signing a nice contract with a new team, he's got to stay healthy. It just doesn't matter, left tackle, right tackle. He's got to stay healthy and on the field first and foremost. And you know, I think this also made financial sense. Of course, I wrote this, you know, column for Cheesehead TV last week. It makes financial sense for the Packers to move Brian Bulaga to right tackle. You know, on average, throughout the NFL, across the league, right tackles on average make less than left tackles. So if the Packers kind of pigeonhole Brian Bulaga as a right tackle, well, he's probably going to make a little less money. You know, he's not going to make huge money that he would necessarily make at left tackle. And you know, again, why go move David Bakhtiari after such an encouraging season last year? David Bakhtiari wasn't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I know if you read ProFootballFocus.com, they had David Bakhtiari rated among the worst starting left tackle run blockers in the entire NFL, and that definitely was not his strong suit. Like I said, he's got to get stronger there and better. But he also at least is just has a competitive spirit. He's a guy that won't quit. Said it before, he's got kind of has a bulldog mentality. And when you have that, at least, that's something Marshall Newhouse never had. We talked about Marshall Newhouse at length on Monday. He never had that bulldog mentality. So at least, you know, David Bakhtiari has a step up on Marshall Newhouse and a lot of players in the NFL in that he's at least working with that base. Now, if he can just get stronger, if he can just get better, that's the goal. That's the end game, that he just keeps improving. I think David Bakhtiari has very good feet. So often he was able to stay in front of his man, whoever he was blocking. A lot of times he got pushed into the backfield. You know, he gave up ground, but at least he always stayed in front of his man, like he did to Jared Allen. He just mirrored him. He just stayed between David Bakhtiari, stayed between Jared Allen and the quarterback. So Aaron Rodgers, I think, has to feel pretty good about himself that he knows the same guy who did such a good job last year, you know, is going to continue to protect his backside. And again, I mean, David Bakhtiari can improve in pass protection as well. It's not like he gave up zero sacks. He gave up more than his fair share. But again, we're talking about a rookie, a guy who was forced to start pretty much from week one because of injuries on the Packers offensive line to Brian Bulaga, to Derek Sherrod. You know, had those guys been totally healthy, we might not even be talking about David Bakhtiari playing at all last season, but, you know, that isn't the case. That's a fantasy world. Those guys were injured and David Bakhtiari stepped in and stepped up to the plate and gave it his best. I mean, that's all you can ask. So Packers sticking with him there, status quo with Bakhtiari at left tackle, Brian Bulaga moving back to the right side, and so the tackles are set. Where does Derek Sherrod fit in? Well, you know, Derek Sherrod's got to stay healthy too. First of all, he's got to show he's got to get back to, you know, if not 100%, at least 98-99%. And I think if he does that, you know, Derek Sherrod can at least be your swing tackle, you know, left, right, whatever, whoever's, you know, injured, he could step in for or whatever. You know, he's got to prove that. And I think maybe finally this year, he may be back to full strength. We'll keep our fingers crossed on Derek Sherrod. So that's the tackle position in Green Bay. Yesterday, Mike McCarthy was also asked about the center position and pretty much left the competition open to you and me if we can win it. You know, he left all these options open at center. He said, you know, J.C. Treader, of course, is an option. Don Barclay is an option. Even Josh Sitton and T.J. Lang were options. Although, again, Mike McCarthy, according to beat reporters present at his, you know, interview session, you know, kind of clarified things. And, you know, especially with Josh Sitton saying, you know, it's just an option. That's more like an emergency type of situation where Josh Sitton would, you know, have to slide in at center. But I mean, he didn't rule out the possibility that the Packers could even sign a free agent yet, that they can add a rookie in the NFL draft. And folks, you know, the Packers are not concerned here on March 26th of naming the starting center for the 2014 season. That's not how they're operating. They don't care. What they're going to do is they're going to let the offseason play itself out. They're going to wait till the NFL draft occurs. We'll see if they still could possibly sign a center in free agency. I won't rule it out. It's not going to be a big name or a big dollar player. But, if they could bring in somebody to compete, who knows? And they're just going to let things play out. May the best man win. That's how it's going to happen. We can sit here and predict all we want to who's going to be the starting center till we're blue in the face. But all they are is predictions. The Packers are just going to open up competition. You know, and again, I don't think, Josh Sitton especially is going to be a serious consideration. Even TJ Lang might be a stretch. But I mean, Don Barkley, J.C. Treader, they're going to bring a rookie in. I don't know what round or whether it's undrafted even. Who knows? But they're going to let a guy come in as a rookie and compete as well. And they're just going to say, hey, the best player's going to do it. Go fight it out amongst yourselves. And yeah, we'll sit here and we'll analyze who's getting the first snap. And no matter almost any rookie they bring in, even if they address it on the second round center position by chance, the rookie probably isn't even going to get the first snap. It's going to be a veteran. It's going to be a guy like J.C. Treader or Don Barkley, who's at least been around, knows the offense a little bit. But again, I mean, we're just talking, it doesn't really matter what happens in March, April, May, June. The Packers are going to have these practices and it's not, they're going to take these, these OTAs, these mini camps. They're going to use that time to figure out who fits there the best. And they go from there. And then during training camp, when we sit here at Railbird Central in July, August, then we'll start, looking at more serious positions, more seriously who's going to start and who's really pushing for playing time. It'll probably be down to, maybe two guys by that time who are, seriously, seriously in the running to start at center for the Packers. You could probably make better cases for guys like, J.C. Treader and Don Barkley to start. J.C. Treader, I think, the intention was to play him at center the whole time once they drafted him. The Packers aren't coming out and saying that, but it just kind of looked as if, he would be an interior lineman in the NFL, after being a tackle in college. With Don Barkley, what was the knock on Don Barkley last year during training camp when he basically stunk as a center? It's because he couldn't get the exchange down, the snap, the center quarterback exchange. That's the simple part. I just think if Don Barkley were to go the entire off season here, once the team starts practicing in April, May, June, July, August, if he's got that 5 full months to simply work on his snapping, maybe that just comes along. We know he's a decent blocker, and he seems to be a better interior blocker than he is on the perimeter. Maybe Don Barclay's the guy, and he's a fit. He just needs to fix the snapping issues, and maybe in due time, that comes. We can only cross our fingers and hope. But I think if he takes it seriously and knows, hey, there's a chance I can be the starting center, that could be very easy. I mean, just sit there and snap the ball 100 times a day to these quarterbacks. I mean, you're a professional now. There's no more going to classes anymore in college, anything like that. It's simply work on your craft 12 hours a day if you have to, if that's what it takes to make a snap to the quarterback. Snap it 100 times to Aaron Rodgers, and then snap it another 100 times to Scott Tolzien, and then snap it 100 times to the equipment manager who's, whoever wants to take a snap, just keep working on it. What better do you have to do as a professional football player? It's your life now. It could come along very easily. So lots of options available to the Packers at the center position. They're not ready to name a starter, and it's, you know, very understandable why they're not. Transitioning here to other topics that have come up during the NFL owners meeting, very much a similar situation with Micah Hyde. Yesterday at the NFL owners meetings, Mike McCarthy was asked about Micah Hyde. And, kind of the takeaway quote is that Mike McCarthy said he deserved to be an every down player. Again, according to the beat writers that were there, there was several of them, and they all, left these things on Twitter. Tom Silverstein, Jason Wilde, Mike Vandermaus, Chris Roth, all those guys tweeting these things away from the NFL owners meeting. Thanks all you guys for giving me some talking points. So Micah Hyde here. A lot of people have thought Micah Hyde, the Packers have an opening at safety. Micah Hyde, he's the safety. Well, it's not that simple. And again, the reason, Mike McCarthy has said Micah Hyde is an option at safety, and the reason he is not fully committed, the Packers aren't jumping in, face first here into Micah Hyde being a safety, is because they want the offseason to let it play itself out. Very much Micah Hyde could be an option. But all of a sudden, if Casey Hayward relapses in 2014 with more hamstring injuries, well, then guess what? Micah Hyde ain't moving to safety. He's going to be defending the slot. And the Packers are going to draft a safety in 2014 during the NFL draft. I said it on Twitter this morning. I will bet my firstborn child the Packers take a safety on the first 2 days of the draft. I don't know when, if it's going to be the first round, the second round, the third round, but I guarantee you there is enough uncertainty at that position. They will address safety sometime on the first 2 days of the draft. It might not happen the first round. I'm not willing to go that far and say I guarantee the Packers are going to spend a first rounder on a safety. I'm not going to go out on that limb, but I will tell you on the first 2 days sometime, they will. I guarantee it. There's just so much uncertainty. M.D. Jennings leaves in free agency, leaving, a starting spot wide open. And yeah, it could be starting by Micah Hyde if he's healthy, if Casey Hayward is healthy and he's manning the slot cornerback position. Then, yeah, there's a decent chance he could be out there. But the Packers aren't willing to commit to that yet. They're going to let the offseason play itself out. They might sign a free agent yet. They might sign Chris Clemons, that I know a lot of people have wondered, why is this guy still on the open market and a free agent? Who knows? Maybe Chris Clemons' asking price comes down, and he's willing to go to a spot where he knows there's some uncertainty at the safety position in Green Bay. Maybe they sign him. Maybe they don't. Maybe they address it during the NFL draft. Maybe they could get a first rounder. Heck, if the Packers sign a first round, if the Packers select a first round safety, you can pretty much pencil that person in the starting lineup. That's what's going to happen. If that's a big if, of course, but if they were to select a first round safety, pretty much pencil that guy in for the starting lineup. That's what's going to happen there. So, you just don't know. And that's why the Packers haven't committed. That's why they're not writing in pen. They're writing in pencil, something that can be erased. When they talk about Micah Hyde being a safety, they see Micah Hyde as a very versatile guy, a guy who can play safety, who did play safety briefly at Iowa. So at least he does have a little bit of experience there, but he's also a guy who can be a cornerback. He could play on the perimeter at cornerback if need be, but that's not his best position. His best spot is probably in the slot. It's unfortunate that Casey Hayward's best position is also that kind of slot cornerback position as well. So you got two guys there kind of competing for playing time. But I mean, you know, you never know what happens with injuries, things like that. All of a sudden somebody gets hurt, Casey Hayward gets hurt, and Micah Hyde's the starting slot cornerback. Or all of a sudden Sam Shields or Tremont Williams gets hurt, and those guys got to jump out to the perimeter. You just don't know. And the Packers are going to, you know, again, let training camp play itself out. They're going to let guys fight for starting spots. Who's ever healthy by the time the season starts, that's who will be playing. And it doesn't matter where, whether we're talking safety, cornerback, nickel, dime, whatever, the healthy guys and the best guys are going to be the ones out on the field. So, again, that's why, they're not committing to anybody there at the position. The other big thing to come out of the NFL owners' meetings here, coming back full circle here on Julius Peppers, kind of talked about the beginning of the show. Julius Peppers is going to work with the linebackers and position coach Winston Moss, who's in charge of all the linebackers this year, assisted by Scott McCurley. No more inside-outside linebacker stuff, and Mike McCarthy confirming for the first time that, you know, Julius Peppers will be an elephant as kind of a something new the Packers are doing this year, that they're, you know, training these elephant defensive end / linebacker, you know, type of players that will work more so with linebackers than anybody else. But, Mike McCarthy saying it's not just Julius Peppers, it's Nick Perry, it's Mike Neal as well. All three of those guys will kind of play this elephant defensive end position that's kind of a hybrid defensive end / outside linebacker, guys who will play on the line of scrimmage. They're not going to be lining up 5 yards off the ball. They're going to be lining up on the line of scrimmage, but their duties may change. You know, they might be in a three-point stance one snap. They might be in a two-point stance the other. They may drop into coverage once in a while. We sit here and we criticize last year Mike Neal in coverage, Nick Perry in coverage. I have to imagine that's not Julius Peppers' forte either. But I mean, it really didn't happen all that often. Teams will try to expose it when they do, no doubt about it. And I don't, you know, you can't be great at everything, unfortunately. But, for the most part, these guys are going to be, you know, setting the edge in the run game and rushing the passer in the passing game. And that's what they're going to do. It come from a three-point stance, might come from a two-point stance. Might Julius Peppers possibly line up occasionally as a 3-4 defensive end? Maybe, but more often than not, he's not. And Mike McCarthy, also saw a quote yesterday from him about saying he doesn't anticipate Julius Peppers playing the 800-plus snaps that he did last year with the Chicago Bears. At 34 years old, the Packers are very much going to conserve the energy of Julius Peppers. They're basically, I don't think he's going to be playing on first downs a whole lot. And again, that's not to say he's never going to play on first downs. It's just going to be a situation where I think Julius Peppers is going to be a pass rusher. It's second and long. It's third and long. Those are the downs Julius Peppers is going to play, and they keep him fresh on first downs more often than not. They take him off the field. They just give him a little breather. And you know, there's always been this criticism of Julius Peppers that, he takes plays off. He doesn't, try hard when he's out there. Well, this is to counteract that a little bit, I think. You know, the Packers will they'll try to give him the breather so when he is out there in 2014, he can give it his all and really just get after the quarterback more than anything, you know. And again, no matter where he's lining up, you know, whether it's right side, left side, up or down, next to Clay Matthews or opposite Clay Matthews. The Julius Peppers, they're going to keep him fresh so he can get after the quarterback as best as possible. And he'll practice with the linebackers more often than not. And the big thing will be the elephant position. And Mike Neal, Nick Perry, Julius Peppers, all kind of this elephant position. And then you've kind of got, you know, maybe you can kind of consider Clay Matthews, Andy Mulumba, Nate Palmer, kind of that Leo position maybe a little bit. The Packers not going full on 4-3 here, but in a way you could kind of maybe consider it that, I think. But what else came out of yesterday's news? Mike McCarthy pretty much said he would like to have back on the team John Kuhn, Matt Flynn, Johnny Jolly. He'd love to have them all back. All three of those guys are currently free agents. Mike McCarthy is not the general manager. You know, that's Ted Thompson's call there. And it's not just the Packers' call whether they want these guys back. These guys got to, you know, they have wants and needs as well. And they don't have to accept anything they don't want to accept to. I'm sure John Kuhn, Johnny Jolly, Matt Flynn are holding out for the most money possible. But at some point, we're now, what, 2-3 weeks into free agency. And, you know, things are slowing down. The big bucks aren't going to be out there anymore. They are for some people like Jared Allen, who have been multi-time Pro Bowlers at a very impact position. But, the money for a fullback in the NFL, a backup quarterback, and a rotational defensive lineman, and all those guys close to 30, if not over 30 years old, your earnings potential is limited. So I would love to see all those guys back as well. You know, all things being equal, John Kuhn, Matt Flynn, Johnny Jolly, hey, I'd love to see him back. And hopefully the Packers, you know, from a greedy standpoint here, from being a fan of the team and wanting them to keep some salary cap space open, I don't want to see them paying a whole lot of money for them. And hopefully they won't have to. So that's the way I see things there. Mike McCarthy saying he will continue with his play calling duties in 2014. He said he considers giving up that responsibility, but is not yet going to do so. Said he wants to do what's in the best interests of the team, and he sees, you know, him calling the plays as they are currently in the best interests of the team. So he'll continue with that as far as this season goes. And you know, if you follow these beat reporters on Twitter, there's, you know, Mike McCarthy addressed almost every position on the team, talking about, you know, how, you know, Aaron Rodgers being out at last season really helped the Packers run game develop. He talked about the tight ends. Mike McCarthy made some notable comments in that he thought Brandon Bostic was the best blocker at tight end the Packers had last season. Kind of caught me by surprise, I think, a little bit. Still called Andrew Corliss a, quote, ascending, unquote, player. And at 25 years old, I have to agree, despite a serious knee injury by Andrew Corliss, I think there's a lot of time for him to get back to health and still be a good player who can be good for another 5 years in the NFL. So, lots of things going on here in the world of the Green Bay Packers as the NFL owners meetings wraps up today. Today's the last day of the owners meetings. The coaches already spoke. Basically, the only thing they have left is if the NFL makes any votes on rule changes going to take effect, take place. That's about the last items and news that'll come out of Orlando today and you know, maybe tomorrow. I don't know when they announce these things, but that's what's happening on Wednesday in the world of the Green Bay Packers. On Friday, we'll be talking more about the Packers, what they're doing, more things that come out of the NFL owners' meetings. Begin back to some NFL draft talk here in the near future as well. So that'll do it today. Make sure to join us next Friday, this upcoming Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here at Cheesehead TV. Make sure to join us once again. Stay tuned for all your news needs all week long at CheeseheadTV.com. On behalf of Jamie Snowden, I'm Brian Kirva. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Bali Munster by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.